and we welcome everybody this year, all the new people. Over half the people that I know that are on this call are new to NECN, and the other part are probably excited about the new start that NECN is about to experience. And so what we'll do now is we'll officially start the call, and I sure am appreciative of Dennis Estes being here on the call to have a conversation with. First of all, I'm Jim Dragon here in Avon, Indiana, and I've been affiliated with NECN for 15 years. And so
it has arrived.
15 years is a very significant part of my life. And I've seen the economy of the United States kind of ebb and flow, and currently right now, as you know, the United States is involved in a recession. And I was just studying that recession. Before the recession began, there were 138 million jobs in America that were non-farm jobs, regular jobs. And today, there's 130 million jobs. That means we've lost 8 million jobs. There's 8 million people out there that are without work. That's a real big problem. However, problems often also spell opportunity. And in 2004, there were just 6% of people that were working from home. For those of you who are listening on the call today, you may be evaluating whether or not you're wanting to run a business from home. Well, I just want you to know that the 6% figure has changed, and now the statistics are that nearly 20% of people work from home. In 2010, nearly 20% of people work from home. Because of the computer age, because of the possibility of doing it, and because of great companies like NECN, you can work from home and make a strong income, which I have done, Dennis Estes has done, for a long number of years. Is that right, Dennis?
Absolutely, Jim. You got it.
We've made money, and this has been a joy. You know, as I looked at the figures on the unemployment situation, it was depressing to look at the construction jobs, the manufacturing jobs, and the administrative jobs being cut. And but yet, one thing that was really fascinating in the statistics was that healthcare is growing, that there's an increasing hiring in healthcare. There's an aging of the population is going on, and people are getting sick whether they've got money or not. And healthcare is booming. So it makes sense that health is the business to join. If you're thinking about a home-based business, health is the business to join. It's your best percentage chance that you can make a strong income. And yet, interesting about this healthcare thing is that big pharma companies, pharmaceutical companies, right now are letting off people. Like our Eli Lilly here in Indianapolis is actually buying out people and encouraging people to leave, and they're cutting back. Steve Whitson, I know you're on the line. Do you have any insights into this about how many people Eli Lilly is trying to let go or retire early?
Yeah, well, 2 years ago I retired early with a buyout. And I'm glad I did at age 56. And my manager, I went down to watch his son playing a football game the other day.
Sherry Edwards has left the conference.
And he and his wife were telling me that she is going to be laid off the end of October with 15 years in the company, and she's in HR recruiting like I used to be.
Yeah.
So here's a lady that's put 15 years in her life. She's very dedicated to the company. She hardly missed any work. She's very efficient, and she's getting cut loose from the company. And now they told me that Lilly's plan is to get rid of 5,000 people.
Wow. Now, Now, you might ask, well, why is that happening with big pharmaceutical companies? Because it looks like they're doing so much business, and they are doing a lot of business, but actually they're really having a hard time coming up with very excellent products for chronic degenerative diseases. They're really having a hard time, and they're also having a hard time because of lawsuits. There's an increasing number of lawsuits hitting them because of the side effect profile of their products. And so imagine that a pharmaceutical company would announce a division that was a division in natural health and wellness, and they would call the news stations and tell them about this division of health and wellness. Isn't it true that the news stations would go down there and they would send their camera crews and their reporters and try to find out all about what was going on with this natural health and wellness division and announce, and the company would announce they have 7 double-blind studies that already show the high efficacy of these products and that people can get really better without any side effects. That would be an exciting thing for America to have happen. And actually, that is exactly what NECEN has done. NECEN, not being a pharmaceutical company, but being a health and wellness company from the beginning, has done their research, has done the legitimate double-blind research papers, has published real important papers in real important areas to show people that, hey, nature is powerful. And so this gives us a valid, profitable, home-based business in healthcare. And that's why I wanted Dennis Estes to be on the line here today, is just to talk about this. Where have we been, Dennis, with NECEN, and where are we headed with this company? Do you want to take it from here and just give us your insights and your heart on this?
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. Thank you for the invitation this morning. I'm excited about where we are with NECEN. You know, as I listen to you chat, first of all, you know, my wife and I have been involved with NECEN for over 19 years. June 10th this summer, Dave Johnson
has arrived.
And Jim, I think that we're positioned better today as a business and as an opportunity than we've ever been in the 35 years.
Sherry Edwards has arrived.
Precisely for the reasons that you've been sharing so far on the call. And so as I look at this, you began by talking about unemployment statistics and where the jobs have gone. We talked since the mid-1990s about a new economy. Matter of fact, it was a feature of a lot of our presentations back in the mid-1990s that we were moving into a new economy. Now, network marketers recognized the change in the economic atmosphere. They recognized that there were some shifts taking place, but many traditional businesses, banks, financial institutions, big corporations, automobile makers, indeed something like the drug industry, many of these people continued to look at the status quo. They continued to look at things continuing the way, even though in the housing industry and in the unemployment or the employment areas, things were changing. Attitudes were changing. Technology, we were moving from, as Robert Kiyosaki says, we were moving from industrial age thinking to information age thinking. There was a shift that was taking place. Now, Jim, when you're in a corporate environment, typically the wheels of change happen very slowly. Some of these folks didn't recognize this new economy was coming, and B, once they did, they misjudged the time that it was going to take to restructure, to refocus their business, to really look at what these changes meant to them as corporations, as business entities. As a result, time-honored corporations, companies that have been around for a long time, companies that people felt were very stable and ones in which they should be a part of, disappeared in some instances virtually overnight. Other businesses that 5 years ago we would have laughed at, as an example, Facebook, I heard you mention that a little earlier. You know, go back 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, you wouldn't even have heard of that business. And it is a pure information age business, timed perfectly for what's going on today in the economy and what's going on in the social psyche of our country and indeed the globe around the world. So when we hear these things, what I hear is opportunity. Let me show you what I mean. if we're looking at, and I was watching something yesterday, a financial report on the television, on cable news, and they were talking about unemployment, and they were tracking the unemployment rates for the last couple of years. And right now it's bouncing across the U.S. at about 9.6. And when you, Jim, put a face on it by saying 8 million people out of work, that is a tragedy. And yet, let's look at those numbers from another point of view. If 9.6 folks are unemployed, if we look at 9.6% of the folks out there unemployed, then that means over 90% of the folks are still employed. That means the economy for those folks probably pretty close to being the same. Price is up a little bit, their income is the same, or in some cases, Jim, even higher. But what's now added to the mix to these folks, which creates this opportunity, is fear. Is my industry going to be next? Is my particular part of the economy, is my the area where I live, is it going to be next? Cost of living, is it getting a little higher, and perhaps I'm underemployed? I'm not making the money that I think I should be making. So, Jim, these folks are looking for opportunity. They're looking for Plan B. Now, the downside of that, as we're sort of on this little teeter-totter ride to set this up, the downside of that is they're tending to hang on to their money a little more. In other words, discretionary spending perhaps is down for some of these people. They're not looking to spend that money because they're not quite sure what's going to be happening over the short term or maybe even the long term. And when we look at that, it takes an opportunity that creates a return on investment for them to be willing to put that money out. And Jim, you mentioned health. That's exactly the kind of return on investment that that people are willing to risk. They're willing to put the money out there for a product or a product technology that has the efficacy like we're talking about, as well as something that's going to make a difference for them in terms of dealing with whatever issues they've got now and improving those conditions, as well as improving the conditions of their families or their loved ones. So, A, they're willing to make those expenditures, they're willing to make those payments for those kinds of technologies and products that are going to improve their health. They're looking for that. But, Jim, they're also willing to make an investment if they can see that they're going to earn some money. It deals with that fear issue that they're facing in this uncertain economy. 90% of them are still employed, but they're worried about either losing the job, being underemployed, or what the future conditions might be. And so they're looking for opportunity to generate greater income. They're looking not necessarily to quit what they're currently doing, something that can provide a plan B, a supplemental income, if you will. And that's where we're timed and positioned perfectly. You know, we've used this phrase over and over again in our industry, and particularly with Niken, that there's a perfect storm of opportunity. As the health consciousness of the world, indeed around the globe, I was just on a call, Jim, for an hour this morning with a group of folks in France. We did a Skype training in a room that they put together to do their Super Saturday. And they have the same concerns as we have here. After Mexico, I'll leave to go to Singapore. They have the same concerns as we have here. They're looking for ways to stay fit and healthy naturally. They're looking for ways to give back to society, and they're looking for ways for financial security. And our perfect storm of opportunity has placed us in that position. And you know, Jim, just I don't know how much time you want me to take here. I don't want to monopolize the time, but there's a great book called The Business of the 21st Century by Robert Kiyosaki. And I teach from that quite a bit, specifically to this comment you made this morning about, you know, sort of why Niken, why now? Why network marketing? Why a wellness technology type business? And what's happening economically? And his words all point to the same thing. He goes through and talks about some of the challenges that you've talked about. He's talked about timing, where right now when the economy is in a transition, and Jim, that's really what I like to say. Our economy is in a transition. It's moving from that old economy, that old industrial age economy, to the new economy, which is the information age economy.
Right.
And so as a transition, we had to go through what we're going through. We had to do what we're doing.
Well, that means people have got to adjust.
Absolutely.
If they don't adjust, you're going to be left behind.
They're being left behind already.
You know, Dave Johnson just is on the phone. Dave, you're with us, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in, and thank you for waking up this morning. Good to have you on the call.
Well, Dennis, you woke me up. You got me real excited. I had those thoughts.
You know, this call, Dave, this call is about Niken being a valid and a profitable home-based business. And we were talking about how nearly 20% of people now work from home. And Dennis has made some excellent points, and I made some introductory points. Where are you thinking at, Dave? What are you seeing? I know you know the history of Niken and its positive impact on Japan, its positive impact on America so far. What are your thoughts about the future and about why is it smart for people to grab a hold of Niken?
Well, that's a really good question. I think basically that as we see it, I don't think we're going back. This is the new reality. Those corporations that used to be household names that were around for years and years, they're gone. And it just, wow, it just really makes you think. However, on the other hand, whatever the economic reality is, there's always opportunity for something else in this new atmosphere that we have. And when I look at just some of the obvious things, one of the realities is being one of the baby boomer families, I'm getting older. And probably just like anyone else, I'm in total denial. I don't want to age gracefully. I want to fight it all the way. And also reading and looking and all of the studies, it's really exciting is that you can actually be younger next year if you do certain things, because a lot of getting old, of course, is inevitable. Ultimately, we're all going to die, but the road doesn't have to be just a downward turn. We can take that last home stretch and just live an abundant, wonderful life if we make the right choices. And I look at Niken, and we've got all the right choices. We have all the product to help us do so, to control all of the lifestyle and environment issues that we have, and so we've got what people are looking for, and that's the thing that's always excited me is if you have something that everybody needs and nobody has it yet, wow, that's a good position. Maybe just a little bit of perspective along that line. I'm into my 60s now, and back in the 1970s when I was in my 20s, one of the things that really hit me, and to just kind of give you an idea of my laser focus at that point, my personal record was 5 W-2 forms in 1 year, just kind of searching. What do I want to do? And I heard a statement by Ezra Taft Benson, actually. He said, "Happy is the man who has found his worship, wife, and work, and loves all three." And I thought, what a neat way to live life. Well, if I had those things, well, anything else would be nice, but those fundamental things would really make an abundant, rich life. And I was really fortunate to find a wonderful wife. We started building our family, and everything was great. But the thing that really had me nervous was I really was trying to find myself as far as my career. And so much of how we define ourselves, just as an example, when you meet somebody new and start chatting, what's one of the first things you say? Well, what do you do? And I didn't know. And, boy, I was really going around spinning my wheels, and I was introduced to network marketing way back in 1976. I fell in love with it because, well, as Robert Kiyosaki says today, that the industry basically, it's a business, but it's cleverly disguised as a personal development program. And that's a lot of why we're here. And I just really got excited about just the personal growth that I was gaining. Also, I like the idea of freedom. And over the years, I was fortunate to become a major player in four different companies before I even joined Niken. I was in five companies. Four of those I got to really, as I mentioned, do quite well with them, and I didn't leave them. They left me, and I discovered this axiom
personally that the opportunity of a lifetime is only as good as the lifetime of the opportunity, and that wasn't fun. That the company right before Nikin, I thought I'd found my place in life. We had meaningful products, they were life-changing, we were making some pretty good money, and just the freedom, oh my goodness, you know, so much of, I would say, satisfaction, even mental and psychological health, is directly dependent upon the degree that we feel like we're in control of our lives. And there's just nothing like having a hold of your own steering wheel, you calling the shots rather than having a boss. And after all those years, you become unemployable. It's really hard to go back and have a boss and, you know, put a saddle on your back and put a bit in your mouth. And when that last company fell apart, I had to go back and get a job. And it was, oh, I would call it inspirational dissatisfaction. And I thought, wow, what am I going to do? And at that point, I was entering my 40s. We had 9 children. And I didn't know what I wanted to do when I grew up. And my greatest fear was to continue to grow old and eventually die and still have a full tank of gas. I want to find something that I can be passionate about and give myself to. And with the experience I had, my short list was I definitely wanted to have freedom again. I wanted to wake up Monday morning and be excited to go to work rather than dreading it. I definitely needed to make a lot of money with the number of kids we had. And I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to have products that were meaningful. I you know, because every business has product. And I wanted to do something. But I didn't want to work real hard for years and have it fall apart. And when I saw Nikin,
Stan Emerson
has left the conference.
The stuff. The thing that got me really excited was here was a billion-dollar company from Japan. Now, a couple of things right there. At that point, I had grown through the area when I was a kid. If you said made in Japan, that was probably the most derogatory thing that you could say about a product. And I had watched Japanese companies come into America, and literally every industry that they entered, they became the dominant force with the best product. And I'd never, to this day, heard of a billion-dollar Japanese company that's failed. And so that made me feel like, wow, okay, I can work real hard. I don't have to watch my back and wonder if this thing is going to last, because it's not fun to give your heart and soul and effort and have it fall apart. And if you're familiar with the network marketing industry, there's a lot of opportunities out there, but there's very few of them. Well, shoot, what am I saying, network marketing? Every company, how many of them last that start up? It's fun to be on the ground floor, but boy, you go out on a limb, that's where the fruit is, but oh, golly. And so I was just really excited by this unique perspective that is all the way to this moment right now. No market penetration, almost no one has heard of it, and yet we've got a 35-year heritage with an extremely well-managed, superbly capitalized company that right as we speak, we're you know, developing some of our most exciting product. Like my very favorite product that Nikin has, we're just right now in a national campaign to share it. And it's so fundamental because there's nothing more basic than sleep. You know, it's empirically proven. This is a scientific fact that if you want to live really long, that the greatest indicator for longevity is sleep, and we've got something that no one else has, especially the designed sleep pad that you lay on it, and it's designed to help you sleep and go through all of those, you know, kind of like a washing machine. It has all of these cycles. Well, that's what sleep does, too. Our body has to go through all of these different cycles to regenerate, to create hormones, to, you know, to rebuild, all of these things, reboot your mind, all of the stuff that we could talk for hours on. We've got a product that helps you do that, and you can feel the difference. And we've got so many things that everyone needs if they want to live long and healthy. And, it's just so exciting to be on the ground floor of a 35-year-old multi-billion-dollar company just getting ready to reinvent itself. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
that's a powerful, oh, great, powerful concepts. You know, let's thinking about products. Another product was just released. The sleep is a huge market, but Christian is also a huge market for the baby boomers. We want to slow down aging and prevent horrible things happen to our health. The release of Ciaga V was intriguing to me. I was studying Ciaga V extensively. It is a liquid drink. It's a super strong antioxidant drink. And I was looking at how much power it contained, comparing it to the pharmaceutical world that I came out of for 20 years. The average pharmaceutical pill people consume is 250 milligram of a substance, 250 milligram per dose. Ciaga, 1 ounce of Ciaga, has 28,000 milligrams, 28,000 milligrams of nature's strongest antioxidants, strongest anti-aging elements, and protective food factors in 1 ounce drink. 28,000 milligrams. It's strong. And I'm so thrilled about that one single product to help me slow down my aging and prevent horrible things from happening to ruin my life. It makes no sense in becoming a double backflipping millionaire and then have some horrible health thing ruin your life. Speaking of which, Dennis Estes, I hope you're still on the line. I wanted to talk to you. You have most of Canada under your business and a very large amount of America and a lot of nations around the world, right?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever looked at the amount of bonuses that have been paid into your group? Have you ever looked into the historical cumulative bonuses?
Well, we're in the process of putting that together, and I got to tell you, Jim, it's so fast that I can't keep up with it. The bonuses that have been paid out, whether we just look at like Otto Home, just from that perspective alone, Jim, it would shock you at the dollars that have been put out, and I don't have a specific figure to share with you. It would be inappropriate of me to really share just something off the top of my head. I'm doing some things, and with some of the changes and enhancements that are coming with the computer programs, we'll be able to get that historical data at our fingertips a little bit easier. But there has been significant dollars. Many of the Millionaire Club members are a part of this organization, a part of this team, be it Canada, be it Mexico. Our third largest country that we're paid out of, Jim, as an example, is Mexico. And when we look at Mexico and Costa Rica together, they equal our incomes out of the U.S. or Canada.
Wow! Amazing! Jay Johnson, do you have any figures on your total amount of bonuses that have historically occurred in your organization?
Yes, it'd be kind of embarrassing. Let me share with let's go with the top three, so it doesn't really pick on any particular person. One of the things I really like about success is that it does leave clues. And if you really want something in your life, first just really decide that that's what you want to do. The next thing is go find somebody that's already there that has it, and then ask them to be a teacher. Because if you learn what it is they do, and you do the same thing, basically it accumulates, and you'll eventually be there. Because all of us, we are what we do. And the thing that's really cool is the leadership in NECAM. Just the three people that are at the top have a combined experience in network marketing of over 100 years, and they have a combined commission from NECAM alone of over $100 million. And
wow.
And also with that experience goes the fact that some things not to do. And that includes as far as business and as far as earnings. So come with us and we'll show you what to do and what not to do.
My. Wow. My goodness. So then what we've established, Dave, is that in your prior life you were kind of a discontented failure, and that you were looking, and that a thoroughbred Niken showed up in your life, and it, the unique product line of Niken was the sweet spot in your life. That
yeah, and so much of if you read biographies, so much of success is willing to fail. And, you know, Thomas Edison and the light bulb, we've all heard that story. Lincoln, how many times he failed before he eventually became probably the most popular and greatest president. You know, so many steps. But if you can learn from the experience of other people, maybe you don't have to, if we can come back and say, hey, you know, 5 miles ahead, the bridge is out, don't go there. That'll save you an extra 5 mile journey, and we'll show you a different way. And so that's really exciting. The best experience is someone else's experience, and so we can show you that. But the thing, that, again, I just can't tell you how thankful I am to be with Niken, because this is something you can bet on. If you go to a banker, people that are in finance or analyze businesses, you check this out. We've just brought some people here in our town that have joined, and they have a strong, varied education and business background, and they've chosen Niken, and they're just exploding with it. And boy, you check this out. This is amazing. One of the things I would really tell people is due diligence. If you're going to invest $1 million, you don't just come along to the first person that shows you this. And so if you're a career person, if you're really trying to decide what to do next with your life, you're nervous about what's going on, and maybe you can see the writing on the wall with your company, because the shakedown is not done. It isn't like, okay, we had an earthquake, and okay, this is it. There's going to be some more stuff. My personal opinion is it's going to get worse before it gets better. I would not become a luxury home builder, as an example, at this point in time. And if you do some due diligence, there's some, maybe your best friend just got into something and he says, hey, come with me, this is really working good. Well, if you could have the benefit of a time machine and look ahead, I would just like to go on record that that's probably going to be gone in a couple of years. Not that I'm so smart or I have a time machine, but just the statistics. Most of these companies that are springing up, they're not going to last. And why not get into Niken, where it's already a proven racehorse, and it's just its ground floor, and probably more meaningful and more exciting product, and we've already got a track record behind us. So, boy, yeah. Get on the ground floor of a billion-dollar company instead of on the ground floor of a rented office somewhere with people that, you know, what else can I say?
Now, we've philosophized a little bit on this call, and we've talked about the logic of the whole movement of Niken, which is so important. But one of the things that I think is the strongest thing in Niken is what I call honest, infectious enthusiasm. Honest, infectious enthusiasm. I have new people on the call right now, like Steve Wisson and Sherry Edwards, and maybe there's some other people that are relatively new in Niken. I'd like for you that are on the call to unmute and then talk to us, the people who've been in Niken 15 years, about your honest, infectious enthusiasm about Niken. Who will help me first?
This is Sherry Edwards.
Good.
And I was just, before you said that, I was just thinking, you know, I cannot think of a better way to start my Saturday morning than with a group of positive, hopeful people before I go out in the world where there's not so much hope. And I can't think of a better thing to do with my time than to spread that hope and to show people a better way, especially through something as amazing as Niken. And it just makes me happy every day that I have that opportunity.
Me too. Wow.
Me too. This is better than listening to the news.
Now, Sherry, talk to me about the first time that you felt you were excited about Niken. Like, what happened? What happened in your spirit? What did you see? What changed you? Like, I've got to tell people.
You know, I guess it builds over time when you're when you're sharing it and you see time and time and time again of people getting such amazing results and people getting, you know, such great testimonials, but then besides the products, which are just unbelievable, I guess that's when everything started, you know, going wrong with the economy, that you have to think, oh my gosh, I have to share this business. I have to share this business. You know, you have hope that the products, yes, but the business is really what everybody needs right now and what everybody's looking for. And it just so happens that we have the most unbelievable products to go with that business. And so I don't know if I pinpoint, you know, a particular day or time, but I do know that all of a sudden it just seemed like, you know, the lights came on and the business was something that I just had to share with people, because that is what is going to set people free and take away so much pain, you know, financial pain and grief and worry that people are feeling right now, and their desperation, and we can take all that away if they're just willing to look.
Yeah. Sherry, thank you very much. Love to hear your enthusiasm. Do you have anything more you want to say before we switch to Steve Wisson or Deb Wisson?
We better switch, or I could talk for hours. So.
Well, don't go away. Steve and Deb, I think you're both on the line. What do you have to say about this honest, infectious enthusiasm? How has it helped you? Because you guys are new, and in the first 6 weeks of Niken, you accomplished 30,000 points in business. Your first check in Niken was between $3,600 and $3,700, your first check. You've won the trip to Cancun. You've been all over the cover of the magazine with the company. There was a lot of excitement that's occurred this summer. Talk to us a little bit about the power of infectious enthusiasm when you're out there talking to the public.
Well, hi, Jim. It's Steve. I think that our excitement has just come from introducing the people to the products and seeing the results, just like Sherry said. And we have had some miraculous results. And that has just done nothing else but just increase our excitement about the products and about the business. And you feel obligated to tell everybody that you run into or that you meet, like me talking to the manager down at the Verizon store, the waitress at Red Lobster, you know, all these different places, the service manager at the car dealership that we go to. Everything that we've talked to people about has just been nothing short of just sharing the excitement and getting them to really understand what's going on and what we have our hands on and that we want to share it with them. And I think that excitement, and not only the excitement, Jim's heard me say this too, but the proud feeling that we have of what we're doing and having a chance and an opportunity to make a difference in people's lives, and to have the products, the success of every product, not few, not some, but all the products have an 85 to 95% success rate. I had 35 and a half years in an Eli Lilly and Company here in Indianapolis, and I couldn't say that about our products.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some very successful products. And so Deb and I have just been very excited. We're sharing this opportunity with people. And Debbie is ex-marketing manager. She's got great skills, people skills, idea skills for marketing. And one of the things that she really talks about, and I'll let her carry it on, is to find the need and then meet the need with the products that we have available. And that kickstarts people in the right direction. There you go, Debbie.
Deb, are you home? Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Deb, what do you have to say about either the pride in the products or the excitement about the money?
There are a lot of people that you don't think that I found it. That you don't think they're listening, that they really aren't paying attention, or they really don't care. And then a couple weeks later, they'll come back and they'll say, I'm interested, sign me up. Only because they were listening, they just were trying to process it. And the biggest thing is to find out, one, if their primary concern is the products, then my gosh, let's work with them on their products. And the other thing is, if their primary concern is they need money, then let's help them make the money. And the bottom line is, people really tend to complicate things. And the basic is, this is very simple. This is not difficult. And the simpler you make it, the more promising you have with anything. And that's the basic thing, is to find their need, talk to them about it, let them talk to you. The walls will come down when they understand you are very, very interested in what they have to say. And then let them make the decision by what you're letting them know, the information, and letting them process the information. It is so impressive, the Neekin products. I just can't say enough about them.
Yeah. Now, that brings in the topic of pride again. I've always felt that I have a history of 11 years with Amway, and I absolutely respect Amway greatly. They're a great organization. They've done billions of dollars of business. They taught me so much. However, there's a difference in Neekin. The excitement of the money was obviously talked about greatly with other network marketing companies, the excitement of the dream coming true. But I never really had the pride in the product line. Dave Johnson, you're still on the call. What's your thought about this issue of pride? Like, I think the distributor, like you and I that were in Amway before, we didn't have that pride in the product. You see what I'm saying? Where I'm headed with that, Dave?
Oh, exactly. I love Amway. So much of who I am today is because of that. It was better than a college education, and a lot of the books that I have on my bookshelves go back to my Amway days. They're some of the best ones. So much of what I was taught. However, as you mentioned, product. That's to even justify having a business, you got to have a product. And when we, I love being a student of this industry, and I still go around and go to different meetings, and I had a chance to attend an Amway meeting just a year ago, and it was a guy that's been doing it for over 30 years, a multimillionaire, very wonderful guy, and he basically acknowledged the same thing doing the presentation. He talked about just having basic commodities that people use, and so his meeting was not emphasizing product, but actually kind of making fun of it, because what you really sell in that business is lifestyle, freedom, a business of your own, and those are all. Just find six people that eat and wipe, and this was alluding to the fact that Amway sells foodstuffs and they have their own brand of toilet paper, And of course, Amway's famous for soap, but I have yet to meet anyone that has come up in tears and said, "Oh, look at my my dress! It's how clean it is," or whatever. It's just stuff. And when I got into Neekin, the thing that just really humbled me was just new in my career was meeting a lady who had. In visiting with her, I discovered that when she was a little girl, she'd fallen off a roof. And that's just not fun. 11 years old, fell off a roof. When I met her, she was 67. She laid on a Neekin mattress pad. And in less than an hour, she just started to cry. Ran into the living room where everyone else was, openly sobbing. And she told people, she says, "This is the first time in almost 60 years that I don't hurt." And, of course, all of us were visibly moved. And I want to mention, you know, that this is not a panacea. This does not always work like that. But on the other hand, most of the time, you will feel some dramatic things that happen. And just that idea right there, pain, that there's very few things that are more emotional than having pain. And, of course, that's the number one reason people seek medical attention. And just that idea alone right there, there's not a lot of really good answers
outside of NECAN for that. Most of the medications that are designed for that, it's symptomatic. And in fact, you were mentioning, Jim, with your amazing background in the pharmaceutical, just this idea, this is a fact. Over 50% of the American population are on a prescription right now. That's scary. You know, I guess you could call that successful marketing. We're really bombarded by that, and everybody's on that kind of stuff. But if truly that were the answer, as more and more people get on more and more drugs, we ought to be getting healthier and healthier. But quite to the contrary, because every one of those drugs has a side effect. And you were mentioning Siaga. I just think, wow, look at those quantities. Well, so many of the pharmacopoeia have their roots in natural things. They defined, wonderful substance. Let's see if we can isolate it, synthesize it, and denature it, and artificially produce it so we can patent it. Heck with taking the whole food. We'll just take this isolated thing and we'll ramp it up and sell it as a pill. I love the idea of looking at food as your medicine. And the thing that's neat about Siaga, it's not a drug. It's groceries that are highly concentrated for your body for everything. And that's just so exciting. And the newest Siaga, it's better than anything. What an amazing story to tell with just that one product. So,
exciting. One of the things, Dave, we've done in this call, we've talked about the logic of NECAN being a valid, profitable home-based business. We've talked about the excitement and the pride. We've talked to New Silvers with Sherry Edwards and with Steve and Deb Wisson. But I hope that Steve and Deb on the line, you've got Zach and Janice Penrod. Are they on the line? Are they available to talk?
They're supposed to be on the line, Jim. I'm not real sure if they are. Janice, Zach, you guys there?
Steve, let me ask you this question. If Jack and Janice come, I want to hear Zach and Janice comment. But Steve, I'm going to ask you this question: is there one person that you would say is happy that you joined NECAN? A person whose lives was changed, and they're so appreciative that you joined NECAN.
I would say that in our opportunity of sharing it with people, we've got several people that have had miraculous results. Number one, would be my mom. She had two cancer surgeries, three or four very bad bouts with chemotherapy, to where she couldn't even stay on the schedule to receive the treatments. Because they were so hard on her, she's 83, she got real bad neuropathy in her lower legs and feet. They were turning a dark gray color, and we introduced her to the Body Energizer, and after just using it for 3 hours the first evening, we give it to her, called us the next day and told us it's the first time she didn't know how long that she slept all night, and then, and so she used it for a couple of days. And then we give it to Debbie's dad, who's got diabetic neuropathy, poor circulation, some other things going on. He had some outstanding results as well. And then my mom wanted the Body Energizer back, so we gave it back to her until hers came in, because both her and Debbie's dad ordered the Body Energizer first. And then I would think that another huge improvement would be Debbie's niece, Teresa Nygaard, up in Minnesota. Teresa, are you on the line? Anyway, Teresa has four boys, and her youngest one is 5 and a half. He's never slept all night long ever since he was born. He never sleeps past 6 a.m., and to look at him playing in the house or out in the yard, you wouldn't know anything was wrong with him, but when he tries to talk, it's like having a mouthful of marbles. And Debbie and her dad took up the DemoPack sleep system and put it on his bed, and that first night, he was excited about his new bed. He went in and laid down on it an hour early, and they had to go in and wake him up the next morning at 8:30. ready in the morning. The first time in his life that he slept all night, and he slept 2.5 hours past his normal wake-up time.
Mm.
And now he's been on it for about 2.5-3 weeks. He is now starting to speak some words clearly. And Teresa and her husband are extremely excited. Debbie and I are excited. I know Jim and Drend is excited. And we just look for him to continuously improve. They bought a wellness home, and they bought sleep systems for the other three boys, and they're getting great results with them as well.
The reason I ask that question, Steve, and to everybody on the call, is that when you're thinking about throwing your heart into Niken, I want you to understand that what will come back to you from being bold and talking to the world about Niken, what will come back to you is you will have people like Teresa Nygaard who will weep on the phone because she knows Niken is an answer to a prayer she's been saying for her son. You'll have people like Steve Wisson's mom, Millie, in the kitchen crying to you, telling you how no one understood her pain, how bad it was, and how she would wake up in the middle of the night crying. But now, because of the body energizer, she can sleep all night long and have no pain. When these people weep in my presence, either on the phone or personally, it changes me, and it makes me bold, and it makes me happy. When I talk to people about Niken, it's almost like, you got to know about this. Everybody in America needs to know about this. And yes, folks, it's true. The chance is possible for you to be thrilled with your finances. That's true. And it is possible that you can be free and not have to worry about ever being employed again by somebody. I haven't been employed by anybody for an incredible amount of years. The chances are also strong that you can see a health miracle. Actually, I think that chances are very high you'll see a health miracle, and you'll have people deeply appreciate the fact that you joined Niken and you intervened in their lives. That's pure Niken to me. That's the wonder of this wonderful business and why I am committed. I tell people all the time, I have blinders on. I have blinders left and right. I don't look left. I don't look right. I am moving straight ahead with Niken. If anyone calls me and says, oh, I got a good deal over here, I don't even listen to them because I'm supposed to do Niken. If Niken succeeds, if we succeed here on this phone, we will change America's healthcare, and we will change... Dave Johnson, didn't you tell me the other day, what did you say one of the best things could happen for America?
Just for Niken to succeed, because I think all of us that have had any experience with Niken have thought about this, that there's a lot of people, millions, that have problems. And I really believe the only reason they have those problems is because they're not using Niken, because I really believe that the body wants to be better, and if you give it the stuff that it needs... You know, just like if a plant isn't doing well, if you put that plant in controlled conditions, you know, like if you put it in a greenhouse, the plant would probably thrive. And that's the same thing with the human body. It's probably just missing some stuff. And that's the whole Niken idea, is just giving the body what it needs. And we have certain things that just alter that environment that no one else is even looking at, and we have full-blown, developed, proven technologies that do that. It just... Wow. What you were saying, Jim, the money's great. I love that. That's fun. Nothing replaces that. Zig Ziglar said that, you know, money isn't the most important thing, but it's right up there next to oxygen. Yeah, that's true. But if that's all it is, you're going to be missing something. And the thing I love about Niken is that psychological paycheck. You know, knowing that what you do really does matter, that you're making a difference. And the neatest thing is creating your own world. You know, the future isn't some nebulous thing that I wonder what's going to happen. All of us have a great part in creating that future by what we do. And I love having Niken as a game plan. that's clearly defined, that it's simple what we do, just going out and making a list and talking to people and meeting new friends and sharing something that could change their whole life. And why have an ordinary business or have a job when you can be on a mission? You know, have a crusade where you can really do something that just really makes a difference. And that what really multiplies and gives you amazing leverage is teaching other people. You know, not just giving people fish, and not just teaching people how to fish, but teaching people how to teach those people, how to teach them how to teach those people how to fish. And you can just really run with this and actually change the lives of thousands and thousands of people, just like the pond. Throw a little pebble in it and the ripples move out. Who knows where your influence can end because of the product we have, because of the method that we market it. It's an exciting thing. Wow.
Thank you, Dave, Dennis, everyone who's helped on this call. I appreciate you so much. For all of you who will be listening to this ED and who have listened on this conference call, I thank you, and I challenge you to be a part of this movement. We are about changing America's healthcare, and we're about beating the economic system and being independently free, but having a life of joy. Joy is something so elusive in America today, but we've got a chance to grab it. Some of us have it, and we're never going to let go of it. For those of you that don't have it yet, I want you to know it's right in front of you. Be bold, reach out, tell the people about the NECAN, and watch what NECAN's doing this next month with all the major announcements, all the major products. Get to training. There's training that's amazing. Stay with your upline. This is a movement. As Dave says, if anything's worth doing, Dave, what do you say? If it's worth doing?
Well, if anything's worth doing, it's worth doing poorly until you learn to do it well.
That's right. So don't think you have to be perfect at the beginning. Just be loving and be bold and reach out to other people. Thank you, everyone, for being on the call. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Jim. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye now.
Bye, Dennis.
You can do it.